It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And as we promised you at the top of the show, President Trump spoke to members of the 101st American Farm Bureau Federation gathering in Austin, Texas, yesterday. The president opened his remarks with a new poll.
Wall Street Journal just came out. Look at this. Farmer approval of Trump hits record, poll shows. 83% of the farmers and ranchers approve of the president's job performance. 83%. But I want to know, really, who are the 17%? Who are they? Who the hell are the 17%? Anybody in here from the 17%? Don't raise your hand. It may be dangerous. But on Wednesday, after 2 years of hard-fought negotiations where the farmers and ranchers stood with me all the way, they knew we had to do it. It wasn't done by other administrations. They didn't want to do it because it was nasty. We signed a groundbreaking trade agreement with China. Under this landmark agreement, China will now be purchasing $40 to $50 billion of American agricultural products every single year, tripling our agricultural exports to China.
Prior to announcing the results of the recent poll, the president opened his remarks with an accolade for farmers.
But this is where people are known for being tough and strong and hardworking, loyal, fiercely patriotic, just like America's incredible farmers. My administration is fighting for the American farmer, and it's been fighting for the farmer and the rancher every single day. And together we've achieved something truly stunning, and really it was a historic number of victories. Not one. We had numerous victories, a lot of them just that sort of all came together. What good timing. I said, let's see if we can get it done for this event. Most presidents don't come, and when they do, they come once. This is my third time in a row, and I promise I'll be here next year, too. We'll be here next year.
The president also noted the passing of American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall's wife of 40 years.
I also want to take a moment to send our love and support to the president of the American Farm Bureau, a great guy, Zippy Duvall. Sadly, Zippy's wonderful wife, a tremendous woman, married for 40 years, Bonnie, passed away last night. And we want Zippy and his entire family to know that we are keeping them in our thoughts and prayers. And it was a very special relationship. And I just want to wish the family well. And Zippy, we're with you 100%, 100%. Thank you very much. So I'm truly honored to be addressing the Farm Bureau's annual convention for my third straight year. My administration understands that if we want to stand up for America, we must stand up for American farmers. So important. Incredible people. If we want America to thrive and grow, then we must ensure that America's farms flourish and prosper. And that's what we're doing. You feed our people. You fuel our nation, you sustain our land, you uphold our values, and you preserve our cherished American way of life. We want our products made, grown, and raised right here in the USA, and that's what's happening. I hope you all remember that before I took office, American agriculture was being crushed by an onslaught of massive taxes, crippling regulations, burdensome federal mandates, you know about that. I released it all, and horrendous trade deals, and they were horrendous indeed. I actually used to say, who the hell would have negotiated a deal like this? When I ran for president, I vowed to use every power at my disposal to protect American farmers and restore the full strength of American agriculture. I promise that I would always have your back, and unlike the politicians who came before me, they talked a lot, they did nothing for you. I kept my promise. Under the previous administration, net farm income plummeted by more than 20%. Under my administration, and remember, these trade deals haven't even really kicked in yet. I told China a couple of months ago, do me a favor, we're going to make a deal. Start buying. Start buying. And they did. Not as much as I wanted, but they did. They wanted to wait till they got the signed agreement. Now we have the signed agreement. But they started buying. But it's also Japan. It's also other countries. But net farm income has gone up by more than $30 billion, an increase of nearly 50% in just 3 years. Remember that. And the big stuff is yet to come. The big numbers, in my opinion, are yet to come. We are fixing problems and cleaning up messes that others have neglected for decades. They've treated you very unfairly. They've treated you very foolishly. Frankly, they've treated you stupidly, stupidly, to put our great farmers in this position. We are winning for our farmers, and we are winning like never before. The deal with China will tear down market barriers and pry open vast new markets for American beef, pork, poultry, seafood, soybeans, rice, dairy, infant formula, animal feed, biotechnology, and much, much more. This is an incredible success for our entire country, and it was your fortitude, your perseverance, and your devotion that made it all possible. And I have to tell you another benefit, and a very big benefit, is we now perhaps have the best relationship that we've had with China in many, many years, and China respects us now. They didn't respect us. They couldn't believe they were getting away with what they were getting away with. Having a good relationship with China is good, and Russia is good, and many other countries is a good thing, but we don't want people taking advantage of us. For years, China stole trade secrets from American agribusinesses and plundered our intellectual property, illicitly subsidized grain procedures, and installed one barrier after another to block out our farmers and to block out our ranchers. When my administration confronted these abusive and destructive trade practices, China targeted American agriculture for retaliation. They even took ads saying what a bad person I was. But the farmers, only some of them believe that. And those people have come all the way back, too. To defend our farmers, I authorized $28 billion. And we're getting that money, Sonny, to the small farmers also. There were some statements, big farmers, no. We get them to the small farmers. We get them to everybody. Big farmers, small farmers, and we have a formula that I think has been working out, Sonny, very well. If it's not, call me directly, and I'll call Sonny and give him hell, okay? But we're getting into the small farmers, the big farmers, and everybody, and it's a lot of money. And I am delighted to report that the final installment of all of those billions of dollars of that money will be coming very quickly, Sonny, I guess. Is that a correct statement? Yes? Thanks. You never back down. Unless you don't want it, because you're making so much money now. If anybody would like to give it up, please raise your hand. You stayed in the fight. You protected our economy and our security. And together, we all together, we prevailed. You were always with me. You never even thought of giving up. And we got it done. And there were times when, you know, the media was trying to cause trouble. They'd come into Iowa. Isn't it terrible with the practices and the trade? And the farmers would say, no, the president's doing the right thing. It's tough, but the president's doing the right thing. But then we started doing the big tariffs, taking in literally tens of billions of dollars, and we started giving money back. I went to Sonny Perdue. I said, Sonny, what was the number that China did last year? He said, sir, they bought $16 billion. I said, oh, that's good. What did they do the year before? Sir, they bought $12 billion worth of product. I said, good. So it's $12 billion. We gave you the $12 billion. Then the $16 billion, we gave you the $16 billion, so you weren't hurt. And now we have a position that I don't think the farmers and ranchers have been in this position maybe ever. I don't think so. And I think it's going to work out good. And I think China is going to go all out to prove that the agreement that was signed is a good agreement. And we have very, very strong stipulations in there, but that it's an agreement that is a fair agreement and good for the farmer. I think they're looking to prove that it's going to be great for the farmer. But even bigger and better than we ever thought possible. That's what this agreement is. It's much bigger and much better than I ever thought we'd get. And frankly, there were times when I didn't think we were going to get anything because I canceled every meeting. How many times have you seen me cancel with the Iran deal? You didn't see Kerry cancel ever. He just took one bad point after another bad point, and then he signed a bad agreement, and then we terminated that deal. But that's a little different than the farmer stuff. But you didn't see any walking. We walk from this deal a lot. And sometimes you have to walk from a deal in order to make the right deal. And we walked from this one a lot, didn't we? Phil was talking to me and our great past governor. Sad to say that, but you have a great new governor, right, Phil? But we were talking about, he says, you got to do what you got to do. If you can't make the right deal, you got to walk. It's true. So we walked a lot, and we always got called back. Let's do it the way you want. On behalf of every American worker and family, thank you for standing strong for America. Thank you very much to the farmers and ranchers for standing with me, for saying the president is right. Yes, it's tough right now, but the president is doing the right thing. Thank you. More than anything else, it proved to me that farmers love America, and I just want to tell you that America loves our farmers. Thank you.
And there you go, some excerpts from the president's nearly 40-minute speech to the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention yesterday in Austin, Texas.